Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. After the loss of gas refinery production due to Hurricane Harvey, production has slowly come back online and gas prices are falling. That's the word from senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan at the website gasbuddy.com.
Well, gas prices have continued to move down. We've started to see the locomotives pick up speed. The national average was down for its fifth consecutive week, and that's what we're seeing across much of the Midwest, Wisconsin as well. Seeing prices continue to move down as gasoline inventories recover after Harvey.
DeHaan says nearly all refining capacity is back online after the hurricane. He says some refineries are doing their seasonal maintenance. DeHaan says global tensions are keeping gas prices from dropping even more.
Some challenges in Iraq right now with tensions there rising. So oil prices are holding at $52 a barrel, which is close to the highest they've been in a few months, and that will prevent gas prices from dropping back under that all-important $2 a gallon level.
Across the North Woods, prices are $2.41 in Rhinelander, $2.54 in Minocqua, $2.49 in Eagle River, according to GasBuddy.com reporters. A pair of state legislators are making their case for a medical marijuana bill, and Senator John Erpenbach presented his argument at the Marathon County Public Library on Wednesday. Erpenbach says the opioid problem has seen plenty of action from the legislature already, and rightfully so. He argues that legalizing marijuana for medical use in Wisconsin would help the cause.
Those are legally prescribed medicines from doctors. And there are studies that show that in states where medical marijuana is legal, that opioid addiction is reduced.
Medical cannabis laws have been passed in 29 states so far. Wisconsin has already passed a law for the use of CBD oil, a marijuana extract used to treat seizures, but that oil is still illegal to manufacture here. Governor Walker has consistently opposed a measure like this, saying it would be a stepping stone to recreational marijuana, but Erpenbach believes there are many Republicans in the legislature who would be able to see the benefits of medical cannabis.
It's a matter of the Republican majority having a hearing on this piece of legislation, actually listening, hopefully with a compassionate and more sympathetic ear, to those who show up and testify and talk about how this has helped them.
Republican Representative Pat Snyder of Schofield has gone on record saying he would seriously consider the benefits of medical marijuana if a bill comes to the assembly floor. 29 other states have passed medical cannabis laws so far. Mark Pendergast is a northern Wisconsin veteran who suffers from symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder on a daily basis.
What I found out is cannabis can help me with that, and it has helped for the last 6 years. The last pill I did take put me in the back of a Gold Cross ambulance with a blood pressure at 70. So the last pills I took almost killed me.
Pendergast was participating in a program out of Oregon to obtain medical cannabis, but new regulations have cut him and others out of state from the program. And a trade group says Wisconsin is among four states that have the highest levels of nitrate, which can cause health problems in pregnant women and the young. The Water Quality Association is an Illinois-based trade association representing the residential, commercial, industrial, and small community water treatment industry. The spokesperson, Wes Bleed, says another association, the Environmental Working Group, has a report listing the places with the highest levels.
Primarily in rural areas. Now, that's really no surprise to anyone who knows something about nitrate, because it can come from various sources, but among them are things like animal manure and fertilizers. So when you have the combination of those materials and other just natural decomposition of organic matter, you can have elevated levels of nitrate.
Infants exposed to nitrate are susceptible to blue baby syndrome, which interferes with the ability of the infant's blood to carry oxygen. In some cases, the condition can be fatal. Pregnant women, individuals with reduced stomach acidity, and people with certain blood disorders may also be susceptible to nitrate-induced problems. Bleed says the association wants people living in rural areas to go to certified water testing companies to have their drinking water tested.
If you have any concern at all about your drinking water, get it tested. Go to a certified lab, get it tested. And then, if necessary, have a certified professional come in and consult with you for the kind of water treatment that you might need.
Bleed says you can find testing facilities locations at their website, wqa.org. The weather forecast for tonight, look for skies to be clear with a low 46. Friday sunny, high 75, but windy again with gusts as high as 25. Partly cloudy Friday night, Saturday slight chance of Afternoon showers, cloudy with a high near 66, and rain likely Saturday night. That's the news this time around. We invite you to stay tuned for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR and call in your pledge of support at 715-362-6000. I'm Ken Kroll.